I don't understand why you guys even think this was a good idea. They're just cocks. And dudes who like to show off their cocks, like, don't you think it's kind of weird? Well, yeah, like, hello. Have a little bit of a decency. I'm not slut shaming. I just feel kind of weird that they're just openly exhibiting these things. Like, maybe, like, I wish I had a bit of the self-confidence they had, okay? Fine. I'm projecting a little bit. But still, it's just weird. I don't know why you, who even thought that this would be a good birthday idea, really? None of the dudes and the cocks have been interesting to me. So, we could just turn back around, you know, and, I don't know, get some actual good meat, like steak. I'm hungry. It's my birthday. I get to eat whatever the fuck I want. So, you know, I would like to go to a fancy steakhouse, but no. My friends thought it would be a great idea to give me a different type of meat instead. I know I'm single, but I'm not desperate, you know. So, I've had my fair share of cocks. Like, this isn't new to me at all. Fine. We look at a couple more cocks, and then we go and get steak. All right? Okay. Well, bring them in, I guess. No. It's too intimidating. Like, I don't want to be ruined by this. Next. Well, not my type, really. Is he helicoptering his dick? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Next, please. What? I can't even. Next. Well. Hey, no. Don't put words into my mouth. I haven't even uttered any word. So. Shut up, please. I'm looking. That's all. It's. Can anyone just get me a drink, please? Thank you. Well, it's the first one that I've seen who hasn't tried hard to show off, I guess. So maybe that's why I'm a little surprised, that's all. Every other cock and every other dude we've seen has just tried to stroke in front of me, but this one, well, he's not trying hard. That's my point, all right? Will I consider his guy? Ladies, could you just give me the room, please? I need to think. It's my birthday, and you are giving me these types of experiences, and I just need a little breathing room, please. Could you just give me and this not trying hard gentleman some space? I bet he feels weird just standing and, like, not moving and probably looking forward to seeing another customer than me. So, you know, just Shoo. Skedaddle. Everybody leave. Not you, though, buddy. No. Don't think of it that way. I just don't want to see any other cock. No. By that, I mean... you're the only one who hasn't tried hard and stroked his cock in front of me. One dude a while ago was helicoptering his dick. So you're like a normal cock. So I don't want to see any more like weird shit going on. So just stay there, please. Ladies, go just find your own cocks to suck, please. Thank you. Glad they're out of the way. No, see, it's my birthday, and I'm single, and, well, all my friends thought it would be a great idea if they brought me here so I could just enjoy sucking off a dude. And honestly, I really don't need to, have I not had sex in a while? Yeah, she's kind of dry down there. But do I need it? No, absolutely not. Absolutely no. And am I attracted by your cock? It's a normal cock. It's certainly better than most I've seen tonight. So, hence... you are here, hence why you have arrived, and hence why you stay, please. No, don't take that as a please, as if I'm desperate, but, we could just chill here, you know, and I could just watch, you do your thing, and it'll get my friends off my back, and we could all just have a chill evening. See, you don't even have to work. You just have to just sit there, have a good conversation. I have no idea how and why your cock remains hard like that. That's amazing. I mean, sure, I'm wearing a pretty cute outfit, and I... could say I'm not that bad looking, so maybe that's why your thing is twitching. How's it even twitching like that? You find me cute. Very cute. Very cute. Very cute. Trust me, you don't need to try hard to have. Like, you're already making me happy as is. I don't need to actually have your cock, so please, no need for formalities. We could just chill. We could just chill, and I could just stay here and watch your cock. Did it just twitch again? You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? No, you can't be attracted to me. That's silly. We just met, right? I know I'm wearing a pretty red dress, and maybe my cleavage is seeing poking out a little bit, and maybe my thighs are a little bit exposed, but come on. You can't be turned on that easily, right? That twitch tells me something different. Okay. Well, if you're gonna be like that, I guess we should do the thing. We should absolutely do it. We should not waste our time. I'm not saying that I want to suck your cock, but I am saying that if your cock is going to be like that, I don't think I should leave you blue-balled, especially since you've been here for a while, and I've basically, like, kidnapped you from everyone, and Yeah, you're right. It would be a waste. It would be a waste if I don't suck your cock. But it's not because I want to. It's because, as he said, you know, it would be a waste if we don't perform the societal norms in this weird-ass club. So, come over here. I'm not gonna crawl to you. I'm not submissive, okay? Like, no, you get your ass over here. You get your cock over here right now. Oh, gay. So that's what it looks like up close. I mean, yeah, sure, I could have just gone closer and seen the whole thing, but I'm trying to respect your space, okay? Besides, as I said, I don't want to, but we should. So that your time's not wasted, I guess. It's not because your cock looks so fucking good hard and that pre-cum dripping down your tip doesn't look very delicious right now, and it's not because my mouth is literally watering as we speak. And no, none of that. This is me fulfilling my duty as a patron in this club. All right? Not because your cock looks so fucking tasty in front of me right now. I need to keep my inside voice inside. All right. Let's get this started. I hope you take care of your cock properly, if you know what I mean. It looks nice and clean and delicious, but the proof is in the pudding, I guess. So the proof is in the tasting. I must warn you, I have very high standards. And if it doesn't taste good, it's over. Okay. It's not that bad. It's tolerable. You do practice good hygiene. Hang on. I gotta taste every inch. I need to make sure, you know. Well, passable. I guess you're better than most cocks that I've tried. You know, don't be shy. You know, just, take my hair and slowly, assist and push me down well. There we go. I'm not a wuss, I can take it. You taste passable. Like, as I said, you taste better than most cocks, but I don't think you're special. Holy fuck. Sorry. Keep going. I'm
I did say I could take it. Can I take more? Yeah. What do you take me for? A wuss? I'm not scared. I can take a cock like this, please. If anything, I'm just doing this for my fucking pride. No. Oh, the way your cock is stretching my throat is a challenge. That's for sure. I'll take it. I'll fucking show you. Go ahead. Push your cock in my throat. See, I told you so. Here. Let me take care of the fucking rest. You hesitate too much.
Fuck. This tastes so good. Buckle up, boy, I'm gonna need more. Oh, what's that? You're getting close. No, you're gonna take more. I said I'm going to take every drop of your gum. Make sure you're fucking completely empty. Okay, but listen. Can I feel more? Can I taste it anymore? No, you come. No, come. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come down my strap. Come down my strap. Fucking go. Oh, I'm not done with you yet. I still have to clean you after all. Oh, fuck. That'll fucking teach you to underestimate me. Oh, that come down with. And you even spilled some cum on my chest. Jesus Christ. Every job. See? Now your time isn't wasted. Your cock isn't wasted. Your cum isn't wasted. And that'll teach you the next time you try and challenge me. Fuck. Fine. I'll admit it. I wouldn't be like that if your cock didn't taste that good. So, but you shut the fuck up and don't tell any of my friends. Otherwise, they're gonna drag me here every day. And it's not that I don't, you know, like you, but... Fine. There has to be a better way for us to keep seeing each other, but not here, you know? So, do you have your phone? No? Well, I just happen to have a pen. somewhere here. Here we go. Where should I write it? You keep your hands relatively, like, clean and not sweaty, right? Okay, give me your hand. Let me write my number. Okay. There. Call me when you're done with your shift. And I don't know. If you're into it, just call me and tell me, of course, who you are. Like, don't just randomly call me. Like, text me first. You know the drill. You know the drill. I need something to wipe my mouth off with all of this gum. Well, I don't want the girls to come in and think that we've done something egregious. Just don't tell them, okay? Okay, what the fuck? How is your cock that hard already? Jesus. Just call me and I'll take care of it later. After I'm done with the girls, alright? Alright. Oof. This is some fucking birthday.